I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back and join us another time. Just a couple of announcements for you. First, today is the last day for the Super Bowl of Caring. You can vote for the team that you hope will win, or rather you can vote for the team you hope will lose, you know, by voting for the other team. However you'd like to do that. They'll be in the narthex after worship collecting with pots labeled per team, and you can support as you care to. Also, today is the last day to buy tickets for the Choral Scholars Gala next Saturday. Anything you need to add to that, Mr. Music Dude? Sarah, there you are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You please check out the follow page. We have loads coming up, especially next Saturday. Our middle and high schoolers, you are invited to come to Resurrection to pass out Valentine. So we have signed up to be the Valentine putter togethers and the passer outers. And so throughout the week, we'll be putting those together. And then on Saturday, we'll be passing those out. So please make sure you put it on your calendar, pin it in, you're coming. And Wednesday night, our refugee exploration team would love to invite you Wednesday to our simulation. We did it last Sunday during Sunday school, and it was awesome for those who were able to join us, but we know Sunday morning isn't accessible to everyone, and so we'll be doing it again this Wednesday. I'll also say if you came last week, we learned a lot from going through it once with the people who were there, and so we will have it a little bit improved this next time for those who want to come again or weren't able to make it on a Sunday morning. The idea is that you kind of walk through the steps that it takes once you're in country and making it to the refugee camp and then making it to resettlement and kind of some of the realities of that. Based on questions that were also asked last week, we'll be adding some so that we can make sure to answer those for people who come through again. For instance, about the vetting process, about the realities of how long you're lots of those questions that came up last Sunday, we hopefully will have answered this Wednesday for those who want to come through it. Dinner is at 6, and then we'll start leaving that at about 6:45. To walk through it is only maybe 15, 20 minutes, depending on how much time you want to spend asking questions and stuff. And so it is possible to come and walk through it or to stay a little longer at dinner and then come and walk through it. So we're very flexible. You're done. I mean, you can do it again. We'd love for you to go through it 3 and 4 times if you'd like. But once you've gone through it, it really doesn't take that long. So if you have any questions about that, I'll be in the narthex afterwards. Catch one of our team members that are on the team. And again, we are just trying to provide you with opportunities to learn more so that as a congregation, we can decide where God is calling us. Again, not a done deal. We are just trying to educate ourselves so that we can see how God is calling us, how the Holy Spirit is working through this congregation to respond to a need. So we hope you join us and come learn, come listen, and come engage. Thanks. Am I done?
I think you did a really good job being a putter togetherer of that announcement.
Thank you so much, you thanker.
Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, who gives breath to us all.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Forgive us for the times we have spoken or acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet to know. We have thought more about ourselves than others. We have thought less of ourselves than we ought. Turn us around and give us a fresh start so that we can live again as your children. Amen. Even when we have done wrong, God makes us right. Even when we have messed up, God puts us together. God's love never runs out. God never tires of calling us beloved children. In God's love and grace, your sins are forgiven. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father,
at the right hand of the Father,
receive a prayer.
For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord,
you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ,
with the Holy Spirit,
in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, with endless mercy, you receive the prayers of all who call upon you. By your Spirit, show us the things we ought to do, and give us the grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Are there other children that might like to come for the children's sermon?
And can I slide right in here, Lily? Thank you. Do what? I'm going to show you this.
Puzzle.
Look, it's a puzzle. You are right. Look what I brought.
A puzzle that has a
thousand. Do you like jigsaw puzzles?
A puzzle that has a thousand pieces.
It has a thousand pieces?
Yeah.
Do you know that that is the exact reason this hasn't been opened yet?
The dinosaur puzzle has the same amount.
That's a lot of pieces, isn't it?
Opened the doll very small box. But
it's tiny. It's tiny little piece. Look how small the pieces are. That's the actual size of the piece. Just that small.
Can we open it and play?
No, because we lose pieces. But what's it a picture of? A lighthouse, that's exactly right. Y'all know what a lighthouse is?
Yes. It looks like a house.
And there's snow all around. Kind of made me think of this morning when I came to church. It was so cold.
Were y'all cold?
I was cold. But here we go. We have this picture of a lighthouse. What does a lighthouse do? Okay, it says when boats are, Wesley says when boats are traveling, that they can, it shines light so they can see where they're going. That's close, but not quite right. Because you're right, when it's dark or when there's fog, you said that too, when there's fog, can a boat see where the land is? What happens if a boat's run along and can't see where the land is? And then what would happen? A shipwreck, wouldn't it? It'd crash. That would not be good, right? No. So
I saw him pop to water. One time climbed up a window.
Uh-huh. Well, the lighthouse isn't there to help them see where they're going. It's to see where not to go. It tells them where the land is. That's what a lighthouse does. It shines a big bright light out from right here. And there's two of them. There's another one way over here. And see, if the ships are coming, they could know they could go right up through the middle between those two lights and get into the harbor where they're safe. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So it's not really
boats see where they're going, but to see where they're not supposed to go.
Because of the lighthouse, they can see where the land is.
Yeah, but
you kind of go, you don't want to go right toward the lighthouse because the lighthouse is on the land, you know. So, but they have charts and stuff that tell them this lighthouse means the land looks like this and that means it looks like that. So they can look at the charts then and they'll be able to know where to go at the maps and stuff. But that light helps them see over there, not over there, but, you know, if I'm on a boat, I can say over there is where the land is. And I don't want to take my boat over there, do I? No, because it's going to crash if I go over there.
I would drive a monster truck in the water.
You would drive a monster truck in the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to go on land.
Well, but you have to go where it's safe to get on land, not just where you'd crash. Yeah. So they're very careful about where they put these. They put them where boats and ships. Yeah, they'll put them where ships and boats might be traveling a lot and might run into the land. And so they put that there as a warning so that they don't run into the land. That's kind of cool, isn't it? So the lighthouse is there so that the people on the boats can see where it's safe to go. And they can see where the land is. And I wanted to think about that today because of the song y'all just sang. Miss Marty, you still have that big paper in your hand. Can you hold that up in your hands just a second? Because I don't remember all the words. Your shine, shine, shine your light. Why? So that all may praise our God. That's pretty cool, isn't it? What that means is you don't shine the light of your faith so that you know what to do. You shine the light of your faith so that everybody else can see and praise God because of how you're living. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? It's kind of like a lighthouse shining so you know where the land is. Well, you shine for your faith out so that people know God is part of your life and God is to be praised. Okay? That's what I want you to remember today. I liked your song a lot. Great. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, help us to shine your light out into the world so that all people may know and praise you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human except the human spirit that is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. So, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is that we can't possibly cover this much gospel ground in the 10 minutes that I have. Like, for example, when Jesus says, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." That's an alarming statement. It's an impossibility. And I just want to acknowledge that before I go on. Because it's just that today we're going to talk about the first section of the passage, which is about salt and light. But I just didn't want to overlook that second part. Rather, I invite you to hear it as a preview for next week's gospel reading. Because the good news is that Pastor Gary will give us all the answers next week. I did warn him about that. So I'm going to stick to what I know. And one thing I know well is spicy food. Last year, I got a present from my parents. They went to Savannah, Georgia on a vacation around Easter, and they brought back some ghost pepper salt. Because they know I like spicy things. I didn't like it too much at first, because it was almost a little too spicy. But I started to like it, and little by little, it's disappeared. It disappeared as I found that ghost pepper has a lot of uses. I've used it on my pizza, potatoes, pasta, sauce, macaroni, hamburgers, casseroles. Just about anything I eat, if it needs just a little extra kick, I reach for my new salt shaker. It has become an essential ingredient. I haven't run out of it, because just a very small shake goes a long way. I haven't run out, that is, until this past Thursday. Now, Jesus wasn't talking to his disciples about ghost pepper salt. I realize that. But because of this past Thursday, I've started to think differently about salt and light and its practicality. I kept coming back around to the question, what does Jesus mean, salt and light? Jesus tells his disciples, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world." They knew the necessity of these two things. The disciples understood that salt preserves, adds flavor, adds nutritional value to a meal. The disciples knew the power of a strong light in the dark of night. When Jesus says this to his disciples, maybe he's saying, "Be who you already are. Be who I made you to be." God made us, you and me, and this whole assembled body to be salt and light. Being part of Redeemer and hearing your stories has helped me reflect on what it means to let your light shine, because I've seen it. Lots of people have shared pieces of their stories with me. I've visited with you and I've heard your stories of personal grief, struggle, success, and faith. I've heard stories about the defining ministries of Redeemer, and there are a lot. With the Williamsburg County Project, we hear about shared hugs and thankful hearts. You make a whole community know God's light through you and your caring work. With the preschool and its scholarship fund, no family is turned away because they can't afford it. The daily ministry that happens in the classroom lets the children learn God's light and love. Family Promise, someone told me, started with a lot of unknowns. The people of Redeemer said yes before it was even launched on the whole community, because we are God's lights on a hill that cannot be hidden. You have supported mission trips for our youth group, knowing that they will grow in the strength of your light. You have shared the warmth by gathering 82 coats so far this winter alone for people who are stuck in the cold. You have fed families with the salt of your generosity, by giving to the Sharing God's Love food ministry. At Resurrection's lunch ministry, we just heard an announcement about it. You've done a lot. You've made it possible for the hungry to be fed. No questions, no requirements, just plain and simple, gracious giving of your time, of your work, of your conversation with the needy stranger. The guests there at Resurrections see the light as you, the people of Redeemer, greet the hungry stranger with a smile, with a happy servant heart, in a smile, in a meal, in a simple gesture of care. You are the salt. Today, we join all Christians across the country in the Super Bowl of Caring, raising money, not for football, but to feed more hungry people, sharing the salt, shining the light. And all of those things I just listed is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the list of things that you do every day. Because you are the salt, you are the light of the world. We just heard the children sing about shine your light. They have shown us how to shine our light. They are a reflection of us shining our light. We are gathered here to remind ourselves and each other that we are being exactly who Jesus named us to be. We are all the light of the world because Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus calls us his disciples, and we are the salt and we are the light. In the very essence of our faithful living, which is in loving relationship with God, who first showed us his light, who first loved us. Here in worship next week, we will say these words during a baptism. We will welcome new children into this community of faith. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. See, it's God's light. God who created the light. He created us. He calls us by name out of the waters of baptism to shine and glorify our God. And God's light, God's love, and salt that doesn't run out. Amen. gathered as God's people, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lamb of God, we know that you are indeed the one who takes away the sin of the world. Fill our hearts now with the desire to seek you. Fill our hearts now with the willingness to follow you. Lord, in your mercy, great light in our darkness, shine in us and through us. Through your Holy Spirit, ignite our faith and lead us in lives that radiate your love for others. May we reflect the light of your love in all our lives. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, you share our lives in all things. Increase our joy. Reach into our illnesses, fears, and worries with your compassion and love. Use our hearts and hands to reach out in your love. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, great three in one. Our world seems so troubled and divided now. Come among us. End the divisions of fear and anger and pride among us. Bring us together in our need for your love and in receiving your generous love. And give us hearts open to you and to each other. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, who reaches to us, fill us with enthusiasm and zeal in our faith, that we may invite others to come and meet you and to share the joy that comes in your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Glory,
in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, every day, that we may tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.